Mary Santa.
Her grandfather built the Galt House?
He was the owner, one of the last owner of the second Galt House. The present Galt House is Galt House number 3. The first one was at 2nd and Main. It burned. The second one was at 1st and Main. And now the third one is at 4th and River, as you know.
Now the one, as you go down under the bridge to and go down to River Road, it says right there a sign, Galt House.
Right.
Is that where the second Galt
that
House?
Was the very first
oh,
one.
Oh, that was the very first
and
one.
And that's the one where Charles Dickens stayed and many prominent people from Europe.
Well, did
and
you remember that Galt House?
No, I didn't remember
okay.
that one.
But was your grandfather living in Louisville at that time?
He probably was, but he became the owner of the second Galt House and was its last owner. He subsequently sold it to Belknap.
Don't pay any attention. No, talk louder, though. I'll tell you. Talk a little louder.
When I talk loud, my voice screeches.
That's okay. When did your grandfather, your family, first come to Louisville?
I was born here. My father was born here.
Was your father's father born here?
No, my father's father was not born here. They were Austrians.
And they came to Louisville.
And they came to Louisville.
Do you have any idea why they came to Louisville?
Well, everyone heard that life was easier in America. Things were very, very tough
in
Europe, in Austria at that time. And I don't know why he selected Louisville, except that Louisville was a river town, and that's where all of the commerce and trading was. It was considered one of the high spots.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he have a background in commerce in Austria?
I really don't know what
he did
in Austria.
Well, a lot of people came over very poor.
Indeed he did. He came mm-hmm. over here very poor, and I'm sure that he peddled through the country as many people of that sort mm-hmm. did. But he was very lucky. Whatever he did, he took a great interest in, and he was the things that he did usually turned out well financially, mm-hmm. so that by the time he was in his late 40s, he had amassed a good bit of money.
This is your grandfather,
my
Greenberg.
Father's father,
yes.
Right, my grandfather.
Well, your grandmother now, the woman that your grandfather married, was a Louisvillian.
She was born in New York.
She was not
a Louisvillian either, and
uh-huh.
they met in New York.
Yes, and then they came together too?
They came to Louisville together, but they had lived in Louisiana for a short while
mm-hmm.
before they came here. My father was born in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather still has a living daughter. Mrs. Will Sales is still
mm-hmm.
living. She's about 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But she lives in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they didn't like it in Louisiana and decided to move to Louisville. Yeah.
Right.
Do you think they knew somebody here?
I don't know that they did. I don't think so. I don't have much family here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
None, as a matter of fact.
Well, maybe your grandfather and his commercial businesses, you know, heard of Louisville or met.
I can't imagine why they came here, really.
Well, then he had money when he got to Louisville. Or he really made his money here, didn't he?
I would say that he made his money in Louisville. He came here and he started a pawn shop next to Levy Brothers. The building is still there.
Is this Levy Brothers on Market Street?
Right, the original one
yeah.
at Third and Market at
mm-hmm.
the time. And for many years after that, it was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, he became interested in racehorses. He had a farm out Bardstown Road.
Really?
He had about 400 acres.
How far out at Bardstown Road?
Well, it's exactly where Rest Haven Memorial Park is, because
really?
That was our farm.
Oh.
And the neighbors used to have such beautiful fruit orchards, bacon bushes, and the places that are still there. And my grandfather could not produce a fruit orchard, and it irritated him. And he used to say, this place is only good for a cemetery, and we thought he was kidding.
Oh, yeah.
But he really did. He subsequently sold it to Rest Haven Memorial
mm-hmm.
Park.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have too much luck with his racehorses. He had many, and he had a stable. He trained them at the farm and had a stable at
mm-hmm.
the Downs.
Mm-hmm.
But he never had any heavy winners. But he and my grandmother were always extremely interested in racehorses.
What was the name of his stable? Did it have a name?
Just Greenberg Station was the name of the
farm.
Mm-hmm. and the stable did not have a name as such.
That's interesting. What, you remember the racing colors?
They were green and white.
Oh, I think that is fun. They never had a secretariat.
Never. I'm afraid not. He didn't have very good horses.
Well, what made him build a hotel?
He did not build a hotel. The hotel was built in, oh my dear, I'll have to find the date for you. But the hotel went up for sale at a certain time, and he bought it. He only owned it about 8 or 9 years. Mm-hmm. He was the last owner of the Galt House.
What happened to it afterwards?
When he was, he sold it to Belknap Hardware.
Oh,
Company,
and it became the Hardware.
Right. They demolished the hotel and built Belknap's. The only thing they kept were the Ionic columns out
in the front. Oh, I think that's marvelous.
Well, it was interesting. It really was.
Well, did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I was an only child.
Did you all live in a Jewish neighborhood?
I would not say so particularly. We lived out First Street, First and Hill. There was an apartment there, the Aragon Apartments. And there were Jewish people there, but I can't say that it was a Jewish settlement, really.
Was your family Jewish-oriented in Friday night services? And did you go to temple?
The Greenbergs were always Reformed. Mm-hmm. They always belonged to Brith Sholem, which was at 2nd and Jacob then, and I was confirmed from there. Mm-hmm. And they respected their religion, but they were not
observant.
Not terribly observant, I would say.
Did they have many friends who were Jewish, or were their friends not?
Their friends were mixed. It's a strange thing. Mm-hmm. In my grandfather's business, he had business dealings at the hotel and in his jewelry store and pawn shop with people from all over the world. People would come here to the races, and they would have bad luck with the horses, and they would come in and pawn beautiful pieces of jewelry and things, and they would become friends. They would meet my grandmother, and they had a very mixed sort of life, I would say.
And well, I think because your father also was interested in horses, he probably knew a lot of those people.
Yes, he
the
did.
Races.
But they had poker games, and they had parties, and they attended receptions. And I would say that their friends were mixed rather than all Jewish. Mm-hmm.
That's sort of, you know, race horses and stuff. That doesn't seem very old Jewish.
It doesn't. And
I mean, it seems like now.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem like then, although I don't know why not.
These people were not the average cut of people. I don't quite know how to tell you this.
Was your grandfather educated?
No, he was not. He was self-educated, but somehow his mind never bothered with the books or aesthetic things, the ballet, that sort of thing. He was strictly a businessman, and he liked nice things.
But he must have loved to live.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
He did. He had one of the first Packards that had yellow wooden spoke wheels, and a chauffeur and that sort of thing.
Was your mother educated?
My grandmother was educated, and she went on with her education herself. That woman read everything that she could get her hands on. And at the age of 60, I was a disappointment to her musically. She always wanted me to be a concert pianist.
Oh, did.
And I had no ambition along those lines. Mm-hmm. So she didn't do a thing but start to study music at the age of 60. Can you imagine that?
Oh, I think that's marvelous.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, your grandparents. Now, your father was their son.
Right.
Okay, did he have brothers and sisters? He had Mrs. Sales was his sister.
Mrs. Sales was his sister. He had one brother, and he and his brother both died when they were very young, in their early 20s.
Your grandfather?
My father and my father's brother. See, my grandfather had three children, two boys and a girl.
Both the boys died very...
Both of them died within a year of each other. My grandmother never got over it. It was a horrible...
But your mother was a widow very young.
Yes, she was very young.
Did she ever marry again?
No, she didn't.
She must have been very young. It must have been hard for you.
Well,
you had your grandfather. How long did he live?
He died when I was about 19, I'd say.
Oh, so you did have a father to some degree.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I think that's exciting about the Belt House.
Well, suppose I just give you this and let him...
I'll bring it back.
Let Dr. Cox edit it or whatever.
I would tell him anyway. Somehow I don't know anything about old hotels.
All right, now that's what I wanted to tell you. My grandmother had a bedroom that had Sally Ward Downs' bed in it. Now, you wouldn't know Sally Ward Downs, but she was a very famous Kentucky beauty who had several husbands. And she would wear huge Leghorn hats trimmed with lilacs, and she would wear lilac-colored slippers, and she had a
sort of like Lillian
carriage.
Russell type.
Exactly. Yeah. She was the Lillian Russell of Louisville. She happened to have lived out on in the farmhouse that my grandparents bought. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother inherited her bed in some way. Now then, this article tells about after the dining room was closed, just before they tore the hotel down, my mother and I would still go there for Sunday dinners, and the Sunday dinners would be served in my grandmother's sitting room on a little marble-top library table. It wasn't quite large enough. I remember we always had to crowd things around and have little supplementary tables. Now, it just happened that a couple of weeks ago, someone was in an antique shop, a gentleman who collects books, and he found a little book that he bought for his own pleasure because he's a historian, and it was about the Galt House, and I read it, and I said, I can never give this book up. Now, I must show you this little book and bought this in a little antique shop.
Mr. Frank Rankin?
Mr. Frank Rankin, who is he's a historian. He is, he organized the Round Table of the Civil War in Louisville, which has to do with the Filson Club. He found this, and here it says, the Galt House, J. Greenberg, president, Hilmer Ehrman, who was a distant cousin, vice president. But let me show you this. It was unbelievable.
Here's a picture of my grandmother's bedroom. And there's the table
and
you ate on.
And there is the Sally Ward Downs bed. And there's my grandfather sitting there as big as life. And I looked at that thing and I nearly died.
I would have cried.
I did.
Oh, I think that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And in this
have you ever seen this book before?
Never saw the book. Had no idea it existed.
Look how clean and new it is.
Well, it was reprinted in 74. And in this thing, I write about when I was a child, and there was a reception or a ball in the ballroom. I describe the way they polished the floors and waxed them and set up the bandstand at one end of it and the hundreds of little gold cotillion chairs. It's in here, and I write some very humorous things about it. And, honey, there's a picture of the whole thing.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Oh, I think it's marvelous.
I just nearly died, really.
Do you remember, were many social things held at the Galt House?
Many. There was a time when there wasn't. Is this thing on?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
There was a time when there wasn't a wedding in town that wasn't held at the Galt House. And at the time, women all wore pastel-colored satin shoes and things, and they came in carriages as much as they did cars, because cars were just starting to come in then.
Yeah.
And all of the balls, the engagements and weddings and the debuts were presented at the Galt House. And in this article, I also tell how my grandparents were so often invited to these affairs, and I never was, but it didn't make any difference. They dragged me
That's great.
And I said, I must have been the world's youngest and most persistent gate crasher, really, because I got in on all of them.
Oh, how fun, though. How fun.
Of
Do you remember the kind
fun.
Of clothes you wore and things like that?
Oh, yes. And as a child, I was subject to nosebleeds, and they'd get me all dressed up in these very sheer, long things with insets of lace, and the big pom-poms, the pastel-colored ribbons, and the shoes and socks to match. And when they got me all ready to go, my nose would start, and that would be the end of it, really.
Oh, my. Well, did your mother live with her mother and father?
No, not much. We did for short periods of time.
Where did you and your mother live?
Well, I had another set of grandparents who were very wonderful people, Joel and Sarah Schrader. They were my mother's parents, and they were Orthodox. So my background is a mixture
Of Reform
and Orthodox.
Where did
right?
they live?
They lived in a different section of the city. My grandfather was a tailor, a very good ladies' tailor. Mm-hmm. And he had a place of business on Market Street, and so many people in that at that time. They had apartments over their place of business.
Oh, so he lived on Market Street.
He lived on Market Street.
Where was his temple? Was he a pillar of the temple? Do you recall
that? My grandfather belonged to Knesset Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he belonged to Knesset Israel for many years. And when he died, he was a member there. But we were also members of Brith Sholem, too. We retained a double membership.
I see. Well, how did your mother's parents get to Louisville?
Oh, my dear.
You just
really
don't know.
I don't know how they happened to come here.
Well, you said something about your grandfather and his wife. She was born in New York. Do you know where they were born? Where the Schraders were born?
My grandmother was born in Leeds, England, which I understand was a Jewish settlement in England.
Oh, really?
And my grandfather was from, I would say, from Poland, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Warsaw, or around there.
Mm-hmm. And when he came to, you don't know any way he learned his trade. He just learned it, I guess.
I would think that he brought the trade with him from mm-hmm. the old country, really, because he was very proficient at it.
Did
he
you know if they
tailor.
Were pillars of any organizations in this town, on either side of your family? Were they members of the what would you say, the YMHA?
My grandfather was a Mason. Grandpa Greenberg was, well, both of them.
Were Masons?
Both of them were Masons. But I can't think of any organization that they were staunch supporters of. For instance, my husband is a 33rd degree Mason, mm-hmm. and he's very much interested in the Crippled Children's Home, of course, Corsair.
Yeah.
And he works constantly and steadily mm-hmm. at different projects for it. But I can't recall
that my
grandparents were interested to that degree in anything at that time.
After your father died, did your mother work, or did she?
Yes.
She did?
Yes, my mother worked.
Did she work at the Galt House?
No.
She didn't?
No, she worked in various stores.
She did. Gosh, I think it's the most fascinating.
Well, I've had a wild life. I really have.
It's just marvelous.
It has been varied and interesting.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested in art. I love painting, and I like to write.
Are you interested in any organizations particularly?
Oh, yeah. We're members of the Arts Club of Louisville.
Ralph asked me about the Arts Club today.
Who is Ralph?
My husband, Ralph Brick.
Yes.
What is the Arts Club?
The Arts Club is composed of a group of people. There are about 400 members who are interested in the various arts. If you feel that you have a trend towards writing or painting, photography, now mm-hmm. they have accepted photography, sculpture, anything of that sort, by all means, come down, be a guest at some of our meetings, and then if you're further interested, you may apply for membership.
Do you know Howard Fitch?
Yes, he had. Oh, he showed some films.
Yes, he's a photographer.
They were excellent. I did not attend the meeting, but
wait
they
a
say
second.